This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Men buy property. Period. The Prophet ﷺ, one of the first things he did when he got to Medina is he acquired property. The Prophet had a large family, so he had to ensure that all of those family members have a place to live in case something happens to him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So literally, one of the first things that he did when he got to Medina is he got homes and houses together for his wives, and so everybody had real estate. In case something happens to him, they all have a place to live, and they did when the Prophet ﷺ passed away, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And similarly, when he passed away, other than the property that he left behind for his own family members as well, meaning the houses for each one of his wives, he actually had other property as well. And that's why some people, when they say the Prophet died poor, it's not completely accurate, because the Prophet also had property. He may not have had a lot of, well, basically nothing when it comes to liquid assets, but he had a lot of hard assets, meaning property. So buy property. And the Prophet gave us a beautiful story of two people. Actually, there's three men in here. And you'll see how real men act and how they behave and what they do. So the first man, he buys property from another man. And when he buys the property, inside of the property, he finds a jar full of gold. So he goes to the original owner of the property and he says, "Look, I found a jar full of gold in this property, and it's not mine, it's yours. I only bought the property, I didn't buy the gold with it." The second man, he also behaves like a man. The first one is very, very dignified and honorable, and he is very, very honest as well. All of these things are great qualities, and they're the qualities that a real man should have. The second man, he's not sure whether he should be taking this particular, you know, jar of gold back, because at the end of the day, he sold the property, and normally whenever you sell something, like for instance a car, whatever's inside of the car goes along with the car. So he says, "You know what? I sold you the property and everything that came with the property, so the gold is also yours." But they get into a dispute and they say, "You know what? Your gold." The other one says, "Your gold." Now, I know that in our time, some men, if they buy a property and they find gold in it, each one of them will be yelling, "My gold, my gold, my gold." But that is not manliness. That's not manhood. That's not how a real man, how an honest man behaves. So they went to a third man and they said, "You know what? We're being the way we are, but we need a third man now, even wiser than the both of us, for him to give us a solution." And this man literally, I would say, had the wisdom of Solomon, and he ended up giving them a very, very good decision, a very, very good conclusion, and a resolution. So he said, "Guys, do you have kids?" Each one said, "Yeah." One of them said, "I have a girl," and the other one said, "I have a boy." So he said, "Well, the solution is you take the girl and you take the boy and you marry them off to each other, and you take all of this gold and you gift it to them, so they spend it. This way, the money will be spent on the offspring of each of you, and no one needs to be mad and no one needs to be sad, and everybody goes home glad." So that's exactly what happened, and this was the wise solution of this wise man. And you have three men over here, all of them behaving like real men. First of all, there's a property deal, which is something that I told you is encouraged, because the Prophet ﷺ had real estate, and the Prophet ﷺ left behind real estate, and real estate is something that gives you empowerment, because in case something happens to you and you die, your family behind you, who you are the primary responsible of, they've got something to live on. You don't want them to go on streets at the end of the day, right? And the second thing is that they're all being honest in the deal as well. I mean, at the end of the day, I think that one of the places where a lot of men in our times don't do it right is when they get into property deals. Everyone is trying to cut off the other person. Heck, people steal properties nowadays, you know, forging documents and stealing people's properties. This is something that is a global phenomenon now. It happens, and I've spoken to a lawyer even here in Canada, and he's told me that this actually takes place even in Canada. We think of third world countries when we think about property theft, but even here in Canada, it happens, although rarely, where forged documents and you have a theft of property. So the point here is that these people are not only just not stealing property, they're buying and purchasing, they're even considerate of what's inside of the property and returning it back to who they deem to be the appropriate owner. And then they go to a third man who's got wisdom, mashallah, tabarakallah, and he's able to give them a resolution. and that's a real man. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to practice, to convey, buy property, be honest, be loyal, have dignity, have integrity. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.